Hey, hey, welcome back to the Supported CEO podcast. As we continue our theme of using January to prepare yourself for a strong start to the year, today we want to talk about the importance of self-trust and self-confidence as an entrepreneur. So we've been noticing a trend in the online space happening over the last several months. There's been a lot of conversations happening about people taking big steps in their businesses, making big shifts such as descaling their team, their programs, going from a scaled business model back down to a simplistic solo business model after years of having a team. These are just a few examples of some of the types of conversations we have been having inside of our trusted inner circles with some of our clients and content that we're consuming from other entrepreneurs out there as well. While we're not here to break down any single person's business decision, because we couldn't begin to do that, what we do want to talk about is how many business owners can go down big paths that ultimately aren't the right fit or aligned with their life. And hey, zero judgment, because we have been there too. But we want to open the doors for the conversation that we feel like nobody's really talking about publicly anyway.
Welcome to the Supported CEO podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of. I think it's super interesting, like the trend that we've been seeing with people who have had big businesses then making the decision to start scaling back. I think, like, you know, a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about here at Supported CEO of like prioritizing yourself as a human first outside of your business and like making sure that your well-being is being considered in your business. I think that that is probably fueling a lot of these conversations. Like, people are realizing like this scaled business model that I quote unquote like should have done, like was told this is like the right path that I'm supposed to take from coaches and the industry as a whole and all of that. I think a lot of people are starting to realize that like maybe that's not the necessarily right path for them. And then at the same time, I'm also like super curious as we see like more and more people going down this path. My like, I guess fear is probably too strong of a word, but like I wonder as we start seeing more and more people start to descale, I also wonder like, is this just the next trend? You know, is this just the next like big thing in the online business space? It's like where we've all seen, you know, like growing a coaching program and then just scaling that and bringing on new coaches like indefinitely forever was the trend for a really long time. We've seen trends of like different offer types and stuff like that, like come and go in the online business space. So I wonder if this just like, you know, firing your team and becoming a solo business owner again, is that just another trend that like people are hopping on because it's becoming the next trend? Or is it like a considered decision that is coming from a place of like, this is actually like a realization that that wasn't the path that I wanted. And now I'm like course correcting. So that's just something that's like on my mind as I see.
I think it can
happening.
Be a little bit of both. And, you know, I have had conversations with people where both of those things have came into the mix from, you know, trusted entrepreneurs that are in my circles. And I do agree that I think sometimes you're looking at it from people who have had a sense of an awakening. The online business space is, I don't know, roughly 13, 14 years old. And so it's ebbed and flowed a lot, the trends that you've seen. And I think we kind of saw the last 6 years, 5 or 6 years, where the trend was all of a sudden it went from you have an online business and, you know, you're out of your 9 to 5, but then it was the 6-figure minimal, like that's what everybody had to be going for. And then it was, well, you got to scale it. In order to scale it, you have to hire a team, and you have to hire a team like before you can scale it. And then, so then a lot of people are having a lot of overhead. And that's not sustainable, right? So I think a lot of people are coming at it from a place of having an awakening of I can't actually sustain what I was taught and told. And that kind of comes into trust, the conversation of trust. And what I think both of you have, you and I have been very aware of, because we have business education backgrounds. So I think, and again, this is not a snub to anyone who has an online business, who have come from like a creative mindset, who happened to create a business as, you know, business strategist out here. I think like it is our job to help people build sustainable businesses, profitable businesses. And I think that part isn't always looked at from everyone. So those people would hire coaches and say, like, I'm looking at you to advise me. And when the advisement is hire all this team before you have the clients to need it, there, where's that self-trust check-in? You know, and it has to be the check-in. Am I making a smart business decision and one that I can be sustained with?
And so much of it comes down to like the unique specifics of both you as a human and how you operate and how that influences how you show up as a CEO, and also like the unique specifics of what your business is delivering on, like what your business is providing to the market and what you are like, what business model makes sense for that. Because, you know, the strategies that you are using are dictated by the business model that you're following, and the business model that you're following is dictated by what makes the most sense for the value that you're delivering. And that's going to look very different for every single business. And I think that is something that really gets left out of the conversations around like coaching and like business strategy related, like coaching or programs or mm-hmm. that are like teaching a certain way of doing business. That piece I think often gets left out of the equation, where it's like, well, this is what worked for me, so I'm going to teach how other people can do it too. And it's like that business model, you know, and this is no shade to anybody, but like a certain business model that works for a certain person may have worked really well because of like the unique specifics of like what value they're delivering and then what their business model looks like. And so then the strategy that they're teaching worked really well for that particular thing. Right. And so this conversation around self-trust, I think really comes back to being able to like look at those things, like what do I need? Again, it's the twofold. What do I need as a CEO? And what does the value that I'm bringing to the market like need as far as the business model and strategy and team size and all of that? And that's going to look different for everybody. And so that really comes down to self-trust of being able to look at those things and say, you know what, this is what's right for me and my company, versus like, this is what everybody else is doing, or this is what this coach is like teaching, or this is the trend in the industry. Mm-hmm. So that's the path that I need to go down.
Yeah, for sure. And to anyone listening, what's most important, in our opinion, is really just asking yourself, like, what really matters to you in the grand scheme of things? Like, what kind of business model really works for you? And being able to think about that in a holistic way from you, the human. Because a lot of times too, like say you're a business coach and then you scale your program and hire a bunch of coaches. Well, now you're not a coach. You're a leader of a bunch of people. And I love coaching people. And so I never outsourced that or scaled that side of my business in that way, because I knew that that would take me out of the coaching realm. Now, the other side of my business, I did have a team and manage people in that regard, but that's the offset of the different experiences. So sharing that to say, I think we're coming out of the times where we're blindly following advice from the programs and the gurus, and we're entering a time where people are truly asking themselves for the first time, what do I want and what do I need and what does this business need from me? And I think that's the conversation we're all actually having behind closed doors and trying to figure out. And it's going to look different for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, honestly, that is one of my favorite things that we get to do with our clients is like, as we are looking at what they have going on in both life and business and helping them to make the shifts that are going to be supportive, both of their personal goals of like what they want their life to look like as a result of their business, and also what their like business vision is, like the impact that they're trying to have through the business as well. Like as we start to look at what needs to shift to make that a reality, that's one of my favorite things to do is like looking at, okay, this is the business impact and this is what's important to you in your life. So let's redesign the business model. Like there's so many different like options out there when it comes to business models and like strategies you can be implementing. And that I think is honestly one of my favorite things about the way we work with clients is that we're able to use that strategy background that we have of like understanding and having worked in literally hundreds of businesses, like online businesses between us, that we've seen so many different ways that a strategy can be implemented. And we've seen so many different ways that a business model can be applied. And then we're able to take all of that and then really help our clients build like custom plans for what, like what's going to work for them, like all of the things considered, because, you know, the team size that's going to make sense for you is there's no like cut and dry, like, you know, I just as an example, there's no cut and dry, like, I don't feel like leading a team. And so I need to be a team of one. Well, it also, we need to consider like, what is your impact goal? Like, what is the vision that you're trying to bring to life and the value that you're wanting to bring to the market? Because that may require more of a team or more of a like different type of strategy than what you may be wanting like personally. And there's like, that's a trade-off that like needs to be considered. And like, there are ways to make that work. It's just a matter of like getting into the details and like figuring out how to make it work. But there's no like cut and dry, it has to be done this way, or like, this is the best path forward in all cases. It really is a case by case thing.
Yeah. 100%. I want to talk a little bit about, losing your self-trust because you're outsourcing big decisions due to your plate being too full and your capacities being stretched. So here's another thing that we've seen with many of the clients that we've worked with is you've made a poor business decision. And I say poor subjectively, like poor to you, to whatever that means. Of like, you're being hard on yourself because you made a business decision that didn't work or wasn't in alignment and you're having regrets, or your team made the decision. Someone else made the decision because your plate was too full and you didn't have the capacity to actually help facilitate that decision, like as the CEO and being in the driver's seat. So kind of talking about that a little bit is assessing whether or not your plate is full of the right things or the wrong things, and thinking about what can be let go of. Being a supported CEO is essentially making sure that you are in the driver's seat from operating at your most desired capacity, right? Not overfilled, but you're feeling like, you ever have a week where you're like, the stars aligned. I did work that I loved. Like things, you know, functioned great at home. Like it was like a well-oiled machine. And you got to the end of the week and you're like, I've got this. Or you got to the end of a day and said, I've got this. Well, we want you to have more days and more weeks of that. But sometimes you can be holding yourself back because you're reminiscing on decisions that were made kind of outside of your control because you were operating at overcapacity. So the first thing is kind of like letting yourself off the hook a little bit for those things, because you're making different decisions now and you're moving forward, you know, in a more aligned way.
Yeah, for sure. And we're going to have a whole episode, I think, coming up soon about like digging into that more and giving some more like practical tips and ways that you can start to rebuild some of that self-trust. Like if you have business decisions you've made in the past or things that you consider mistakes that you've made in the past that are hindering your self-trust when it comes to making some of these bigger decisions about like what direction do I want to go in with team or with any particular strategy or business model or whatever the case may be, once that self-trust is like starts to erode, usually it's because of like decisions that didn't work out the way that you had hoped they would or things like that in the past. It can be really like, that is when it's really easy to start looking to those outside sources, start looking to those like, oh, well, this particular program is going to teach me how to, you know, implement this type of business model. And that's like, in a way, that's sort of outsourcing the responsibility of leadership in terms of making the decisions for like, well, what's actually right for me and my company. And no shame to anybody who's been there or is there currently. We've been there. That's a whole conversation that we can like, we've talked about here and there, like in different episodes, but we could probably have a whole episode talking about like the ways where we have in those hard moments, in those times when our self-trust had been eroded for lots of different reasons, fell into outsourcing our like leadership to others and what they were saying is like the best next steps in business. But it really is about coming back to rebuilding that self-trust and then coming back to like what is truly going to be the right next step for you. Are you getting to the end of most days feeling drained and depleted, then starting the next feeling like you're already behind? Maybe you think you have a time management problem or that you need a new planner or organization system to help you stay on top of it all, but really, you just need to get some things off your plate. If you want to stop feeling like you're constantly behind and actually increase how much you're able to accomplish and how much energy you have each day, it starts by focusing on your capacity rather than your time and to-dos. And we've got a free 20-minute training that will help you do just that. We've cut the fluff and condensed this content into an all-value, no-pitch training for busy entrepreneurs like you, and it will help you identify and address the top two things on your plate that need to shift in order to increase your capacity and get some relief from your overfilled plates. Get instant access to the free 2X Your Capacity training now at supportedceo.com/capacity.
A way that you can start to get to the heart of strengthening your self-trust again is head over to our CEO journal prompts. We have a free resource library at supportedceo.com/prompts. And this will kind of give you just a plethora of journal prompts that Ellie and I have personally written from our experience, all of the years coaching, hundreds of people we've gathered and pulled them together to go along with some of our podcast episodes to keep you thinking and, you know, just take 5 or 10 minutes to check out the prompts for this week, sit with them, give yourself something to think about, and hopefully you'll start to get some clarity on where you're at with the topic of this episode.
Yeah. I mean, anytime that like, if you're feeling like your self-trust is on the low end and you'd like to start working to rebuild that up, journaling is one of our go-tos for it. It has a lot of different benefits and we go to it for a lot of different things. But when it comes to rebuilding self-trust, journaling is such a good way of doing that because it really helps to get you back in tune with like who you are at your core, what's truly important to you, what you truly want. And that just like connection with yourself is a really important piece of rebuilding self-trust. So definitely check out those prompts. And remember, we are here to support you becoming the most supported CEO you can be along your journey. So be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on Spotify so you never miss an episode and share this episode with a friend who might enjoy it too. Another thing that really helps us is if when you go to follow or subscribe, if you could also take 30 seconds to leave us a 5-star review, it really helps us to continue reaching others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.